This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 351 for Thursday, April 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Thursday morning, retreating from overnight gains in the front months as the old new crop spread continued to narrow in. Canola down $1.10 in July at $1,135.60 per ton, while new crop November up $4.70 at $1,032.50. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some spillover pressure on the Canadian oilseed. Oversold price sentiment also weighed on values. However, old crop supplies remain tight, while demand for vegetable oils internationally is expected to remain strong going forward. Positioning ahead of the Easter weekend accounted for some of today's activity, with North American closed tomorrow for Good Friday, and many other international markets also closed Monday. In the U.S., activity is mixed, but the bias is to the downside in most of the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans mostly lower aside from the nearby May contract, July down 3 cents at $16.61 per bushel. The USDA reported weekly export sales of just over 500,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 458,000 tons for delivery in the new crop year. An extra flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China were also announced. Corn futures are holding near unchanged, the July contract steady at $7.78 per bushel, seeing some consolidation after hitting fresh contract highs overnight. Expectations for a slow start to spring seeding across parts of the U.S. Midwest were supportive. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.3 million tons for delivery during the current marketing year and an additional 400,000 tons of new crop business did come in at the higher end of expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, is mostly lower. Minneapolis down 4 cents in the July contract at $11.54 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in the July contract at $11.67 per bushel, and Chicago wheat, it's down 7 cents in July at $11.14 per bushel. Spring wheat seeding has been stalled across the northern plains after a major storm, while conditions for winter wheat in the south remain dry, and it is providing some support, as is the ongoing concerns over the conflict in Ukraine. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 320,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 14th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.